drifting along, playing a song.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western fit, starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, and a story of the West written especially for them entitled Way Down Yonder in the Indian Nation. My name is Cottonseed Clark, and here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation rode my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Though a page of life has turned and a lesson I have learned, in the Oklahoma hills I still belong.
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
And now let's join your favorite men of the musical West in today's all-star Western theater story entitled Way Down Yonder in the Indian Nation, starring Foy Willing, Al Sloy, and Jimmy Dean, the Riders of the Purple Sage. Featured with our singing stars in this epic of Oklahoma is Miss Helen Gerald as Napanee, the Indian maid, Eddie Fields as Chief Running Water, Harry Lang as Cecil B. DeSampson, and radio's young up-and-coming comedian and banjoist extraordinary, Ken Card. This is the modern-day story of a small band of Western radio entertainers who travel throughout the country making personal appearances. Our story opens in the local auditorium of Broken Elbow, Oklahoma, where the boys are concluding their evening performance before a large crowd of admirers.
There once lived an Indian maid, a shy little prairie maid, who sang a lay of a song gay, while on the plain she whiled away the day. She loved a warrior bow, with shy little maid.
Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you, folks. And now, before we present our closing act, we want you folks to know that we've really enjoyed our brief stay in Broken Elbow. It's been nice seeing our many radio friends, and we'll all look forward to coming back here again in the near future to bend an elbow with all of you Broken Elbowians. Now let's bring on a radio network favorite of yours, and here he comes, the Billy with the red bow tie, Ken Carr.
Well, thank you, Foy, and hi, your friend.
Ken, I understand that you just got back from a vacation.
That's right.
Well, did you go alone?
No, I took my wife and mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law?
Yeah, I had to take her with her motorcycle. You know, we had quite a lot of trouble getting out of Broken Elbow. We came up one of these stop signals. My motor stopped. Light went red, green, yellow, red and green. Pretty soon an officer came over. Said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Well, I haven't seen any colors I like yet." We finally got out of town. My mother-in-law said, "How about letting me drive?" All right. Said it's all right with me. She didn't drive over 5 minutes. She run to a great big truck. Truck driver got out. He came over. He said, "What's the matter with you? Can't you see where you're going?" He said, "Well, I hit you, didn't I?" You know, it made him kind of mad. He got into a little argument with my mother-in-law. Pretty soon he said something to her she didn't like. She jumped off that motorcycle, throwed a hard right at him. Then we helped her back in the sidecar. My wife looked at me. She said, "I think we better take Ma to a hospital. She's fainted." I got on the motorcycle, going down the road about 40 miles an hour. I looked over into the sidecar, see how she was getting along. There she was, her eyes wide open, her face red as a beet. I said, "Ma, the way you're perspiring, anybody think you were running?" She says, "I am. The bottom fell out of this thing 10 minutes ago." And now, friends, I'd like to play about a half a block of the 12th Street Rag. Folks, good night to you. Good night.
Pull the curtain, Mike. That's it.
Well, boy, we sure did knock him over.
I sure did.
Now, tell your friend you ain't allowed backstage.
But I've got to see the writers of the purple sage. I'm Cecil B. Easy Simpson, secretary of the Broken Elbow Chamber of Commerce. It's a matter of life and death for this entire community.
What's going on over there, Hank?
This man says he's got to see you, Mr. Welling.
All right, let him through.
All right.
Wonder what he's in an uproar about.
Maybe he wants his money back.
Oh, no.
Mr. Willing, my name is Simpson, Cecil B. Simpson. I'm secretary of the Broken Elbow Chamber of Commerce.
Glad to know you, Mr. Simpson. This is Al Slow and Jimmy Dean.
How do you do? Oh, Mr. Willing, the most amazing thing has happened.
What do you mean?
After almost 50 years, Keith Running Water is showing signs of peace.
You don't say.
I do say. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, it's Slim Ducky.
Now, look, Mr. Simpson. Just who is Chief Running Water?
Oh, I'm sorry, of course. You boys are strangers here. You see, just east of town is a tribe of wild Indians.
A tribe of what?
Wild Indians.
Look, Mr. Simpson. Maybe you've been working a little too hard here lately. Your mind is just a shade mossy.
Oh, I know it's hard for you boys to believe, but nevertheless it's true. As a rule, we try to keep their presence among us a secret from the outside world. But the Nowashi Indians have been a threat to peace and security, a broken elbow ever since Oklahoma became a state.
You mean they're real wild Indians, just like in the moving pictures?
Exactly, only more so.
But what's all of that got to do with us?
You boys are going to make peace with the Nowashis for the people of Broken Elbow. And up until now, no white man has dared to enter their reservation.
Well, you're crazy as a bedbug. You think I'm going to lose what hair I've got left.
Now, look, Mr. Simpson. I don't understand all I know about your wild Indians. But I do know that you're talking to the wrong cowboy.
Oh, but you boys don't understand. Chief Running Water has demanded a command performance of the riders of the Purple Sage.
Hmm.
He's an ardent radio fan of yours.
Don't
Why, it's an unheard of act on the part of the chief.
Hmm.
Well, for my money, we're going to continue to be an unheard of act as far as the chief's concerned.
But boys!
Sorry, but we don't want any part of any wild Indians.
Yeah, I'll chase Indians in Western pictures, but when it comes to the real macaw, you can count me O-U-T, ow.
Oh, and by that decision, you are endangering the lives of every man, woman, and child in Broken Elbow.
Well, how's that?
Well, this particular tribe of Indians have never accepted civilization, and they stay mad at the white man constantly. Why, it's been going on for almost 15 years. You boys refuse to keep, and it may put them on the warpath.
Well, it kind of looks like you have us on the spot.
Well, I'd rather be on the spot than in the fire.
Why, the chief even wants to make you boys honorary Indian chiefs.
Well, if he's friendly toward us, then maybe this thing wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, that's the spirit. Why, this chief has been running your radio listeners for years. And when you boys put on a show for him, he will need peace at last in Broken Elbow County.
Well, what do you boys think?
Now, let's don't rush into this thing head first.
No, let's think it over.
Fine. All right, Mr. Simpson, we'll do it. When do we visit the chief?
I'll make arrangements for tomorrow afternoon. And you can put on your show tomorrow night.
Good. We'll see you then.
Oh, thank you, boys. Thank you.
Now, that's all right, pal, but give me back my hand, will you?
Goodbye, boys. Broken Elbow is saved. Saved. Do you hear me? Saved.
Well, boys. This is going to be something new for us.
Yeah, we're going to be made Indian chiefs anyway.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be just a plain old guitar picker myself.
Yeah, me too.
Say, Ken, you haven't had much to say. What do you think of it?
Whoopee.
Hey, I feel the same way, Ken.
You know, I had an ancestor once who was the principal character at a big public function given by the Indians. Right in the middle of the ceremony, the platform fell down.
Did he fall to the ground?
No. The rope stopped him.
Come to think of it, how do the Indians make you a chief?
Well, I don't know exactly. I reckon something like my grandpa was made a duke. The king just touched grandpa on the head with a sword, and that's all there was to it. Made him a duke, just like that.
Yeah? You know, I had a great uncle once. An Indian chief touched him over the head with a tommy hawk and made him an angel.
Come on, boys, let's get a good night's rest. Tomorrow we'll be Indian chiefs.
Well, boys, here we are at the Nowashi Indian Reservation. That's the gate that leads you to their property right there.
Yeah, look at that big sign. Nowashi Indian Reservation. Second-hand toupees for any occasion. Sold cheap.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I hope we don't catch them short on supplies, because I ain't hankering to try to make a deal with me.
Say, there's an Indian at the gate with a tomahawk.
Possibly a member of the welcoming committee.
Well, we'll soon know. He's motioning for us to stop.
Okay, let me do the talking, boys. I understand most of their language.
Okay.
Parlez-vous français?
Say, what's he saying?
He says, halt! Who goes there? I'll answer him. Ugh, flub, dub. Frim, fram, onesie, twosie. Riders of the Purple Sage, open the door, Richard!
And what did you say to him?
I greeted him in the name of the Riders of the Purple Sage and asked him to let us in.
You say, if she on a day. At the Iders Ray Airport, say, they'd say, Anke go down, say, if can't ke, umke.
Say, what did he say?
He said, enter. Drive through, boys. Oh, this is one of the happiest moments of my life. Imagine being the first white man to go through the gates of the no washings and continuing to breathe.
Why, it's never been done before.
Say, look at all the teepees. This is just like an old-time Indian scene in the movies.
Yeah, and look at all them Indians. They're loaded down with war paint.
I don't know whether I like this or not.
Oh, I'm sure we're safe, boys. Just drive over there to that tent with the skull and crossbones on it. That's the chief's palace, according to directions.
Oh, hold on to your scalp, boys. Anything can happen.
Yeah, and it probably will.
Hey, my head itches.
Well, it won't itch long. Here comes the chief out of his tent.
You know, these Indians act like they've never seen an automobile.
Well, they haven't. Now, remember, boys, let me do the talking here first. I'll make the formal introduction to the chief. He understands a little about language, I hear.
Ugg, Chief Running Water, welcome riders of Purple Saint.
Ugg.
How? Ugg.
Now that's an intelligent conversation if I ever heard one.
Chief Running Water, me present to you rider of Purple Saint, Boy Willie.
Heap big pleasure for me.
Me, heap big too.
Rider Al Slowey.
How?
Any way you want it, Chief.
This, Jimmy Dean.
How? But who are you?
Me? Hi, Chief. I'm Cecil B. Simpson, Secretary of the Broken Elbow Chamber of Commerce. You see, I'm the one...
They don't like you.
Huh?
Braves, burn him at stake.
Now, look here, Chiefy. Chiefy, you can't do this to me. I'm a friend of the license of Purple Sage.
That's right, Chief. Him, our friend.
Who are you?
Don't you remember? Me willing.
Me willing, too. Burn him at stake.
Hey, it looks like the chief's getting mad.
Yeah, they'll have to throw Simpson in the fire.
Now, look here, Chiefy. I report this to my board of directors.
Me throw them in fire, too.
Oh, boy, say, he's getting riled. We better try to do something
yes.
about this.
Yes, do something.
Hit us a pitch there, Jack.
Cowboys and Indians, yip, 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 yip away. Galloping, shooting, yelping, yippee-yay. Arrows flying through the air, bullets buzzing here and there. Folks are hiding everywhere from the cowboys and Indians.
Big Chief Running Water's running wild. Sitting Bull ain't sitting, he's riled. Curly Joe ain't curly anymore. They hung his scalp up on the wigwam door.
Double luck.
Cowboys and Indians, yip, 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 yip away. Scalping, shooting, yelping, yippee-yay. Arrows flying through the air, bullets buzzing here and there. Folks are hiding everywhere from cowboys and Indians.
Fine. Keep good singing. Me no burn you at stake tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful, Chief. Thank you very much.
Me burn you at stake in morning.
Oh, Chief, are you serious?
No, me Indian. Now, reservation yours. Tonight, big war dance. Riders of Purple Sage, honored guests. Scram.
What does he mean?
He means that you now have the run of the reservation until tonight, and it'll be a big war dance in your honor, so your boys do anything you wish.
Well, I reckon we might as well look this place over then.
Oh, I see what I've been looking for all my life.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Look at that hunk of Pocahontas over there by that teepee.
Oh, that's Princess Napanee, the chief's daughter, boys.
Hey, she's a beauty. Now that makes this visit worthwhile.
Oh, I'd be very careful. These Snowwatchies have some strange laws.
Well, I'll take a chance.
Now, just a minute. I saw her first.
That's every man for himself, and right now I'm looking out after my interest. See you later.
Now, that's a fine pal for you.
Yeah, he'll learn some of these
days. Ugh. Me think you pretty Indian maid. Now, look, honey child. Me, you, war dance. Tonight, savvy?
If you two are trying to say you'd like to take me to the war dance, then I would be very pleased.
Well, what do you know? You speak American.
Oh, yes. I'm a graduate of Oklahoma University.
You could have fooled me. I was hoping you wouldn't be so smart.
That's what I thought you were hoping.
Then I'd better take time to figure out a different approach and call for you later in the evening. I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey.
going to miss all this?
Well, if you ask me, you ain't missing anything. Look over there at the edge of them trees.
Why, that double-crosser, he told me that that Indian gal was married up to one of the Braves and that we shouldn't have anything to do with her. We'd get her scalp slit.
Well, that was more than likely his way of keeping us away from her.
I'll get it back on him one of these days. Look at him. I wonder what...
Not the sweetest little caboose, papoose, that is, that I ever saw in Appanese.
You're nice to say that, but you mustn't.
What do you mean, honey child?
I am to be married to the Brave of my father's choice. Oh, here he comes now, Brave Yellow Dog.
Oh, he would have to show up at a time like this.
Well, hello, Yellow Dog. You must meet Mr. Willing. He's one of the boys that came here at my father's invitation.
How are you, Brave Yellow Dog?
Yes, senor, pretty good. How are you?
Hey, Jack, you're on the wrong reservation. Well, Yellow Dog, I hope you don't mind my talking to your future bride.
Oh, no, senor. Go right ahead. I got nothing to say to her. Buenos noches. See you later, Napanee.
Isn't he nice?
Yeah, too nice. Got me worried. But I'll tell you, Napanee, I think you're making a mistake. Why, you could leave this reservation and marry yourself a man with $1 million.
Oh, money means nothing to me. My father has thousands of oil wells and millions of dollars.
Then I'm the man you're looking for.
No, I'm sorry. We are of two different worlds.
Well, it's true that you are a dark-skinned maid, but I'll sun brown to a darker shade.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet of you.
I'll paint my cheeks of an Indian red and pin a great big old feather upon my head.
Well, we'd better go over there. My father is about to speak.
Oh, I'd rather stay here and talk with you, honey. I can't understand the old man any too well anyway.
Oh, that would make my father angry. After all, you are a guest of honor.
Oh, all right, but it's not what I'd rather do.
Oh, they are your two friends.
Well, I can do without them right now, too.
It's about time you two showed up. The chief's about to say something.
And I was just about to say something, too, until the chief started to say something.
Yeah, and I'll bet you my guitar against yours, I can tell you what it was.
Quiet. The chief's ready to talk.
Americans! We gather here to honor famous radio singers, riders of Purple Sage. Al Sloy. Jimmy Dean. Boy Willing.
Well, I guess you two characters can tell who rates around here.
Well, that's funny. How come they're so excited about you?
Yeah, I don't see why you rate any better than we do.
Hey, come to think of it, that is funny. Listen, the chief's going to talk.
Brave Yellow Dog have made supreme sacrifice. He have trade hand of my daughter, Napanee, for guitar.
Good. What do you reckon he's talking about?
Well, I don't know. I didn't swap my guitar to him.
Something tells me this ain't going to work out just right.
Brave Foy Willing will now come forward and bring guitar to complete deal.
Did you hear that?
Now, look here, Napanee. What's this all about?
The law of the Nawashi Indians says that an Indian brave can exchange the hand of a bride for anything for which he holds greater affection.
You mean that Brave Yellow Dog has more affection for that guitar of mine than he does you?
Yes. Isn't it wonderful?
Why, I guess so. Look, what if I refuse to make the trade?
Well, they scalp you, of course.
Oh, now let's see you get out of this one.
Look, boys, this ain't good. Where's that Simpson guy?
Well, he's hiding in the back seat of the car. He's afraid they're going to burn him at the stake.
Then you two guys sneak over to the car and start the motor.
What do you want us to do that for?
Well, that's to take me away from here when I get a chance to make a break. And I mean I'm going to leave with or without my scalp.
You don't want to marry me?
Now, look, honey, you're pretty. You got a lot of oil wells and silver dollars, but this ain't for me.
Brave Ford Willing will come take hand of bride.
Go on, boys. Get the car started.
I'll be right with you, Chief.
Now, look, Napanee. Don't tell on me.
My feelings are hurt.
You're hurt? I'm about to lose my toupee, and it's not store-bought yet. Well, here goes. Oh, I should have been smart like Ken Card and stayed in Broken Elbow.
My son, I will now marry you, eat fine pale face, to my Napanee.
Now, wait just a minute, Chief. Let's talk this over.
We talk after wedding.
But I think Brave Yellow Dog should have Napanee for his bride.
Oh, no, senor. All I want is that guitar. You can have Napanee.
All right, Chief. I reckon I'm licked. Me. I'll go get the guitar. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Me send Brave for guitar. You stay here, marry Napanee.
But, Chief, it's locked up in the case. And besides, I'd like to say goodbye to it.
Brave will crack lock on case. You stay here, marry Napanee.
Now, just a minute, Chief. Let's talk this whole thing over.
We'll talk after wedding.
Oh, all right, Chief. I reckon you got me.
Ceremony will begin. Braves will bow down and kiss ground.
Now, why do they want to kiss the ground?
Well, if you don't want to marry me, you can make your escape while they're kissing the ground.
Good for you, Napanee. I won't forget you for this.
Are you sure you don't want to marry me?
You look awful good to me, honey, but not that good.
Oh, well, goodbye. You must hurry before they arrive and run fast.
Watch my smoke, honey child. Just watch my smoke. Clear the way, boys.
Well, the riders of the Purple Sage got away, but they'll return with another song of the West in a few moments. West from out of the West with a real song of the West. America's great Western singing stars, the Riders of the Purple Sage, with another of your favorite ballads of the wide open spaces. Cool Water.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water.
Been with you folks again this week, and we'll all look forward to next week's meeting. Until then, this is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloe, Jimmy Dean, and all of the Riders of the Purple Sage, saying so long and good luck to you all. From Hollywood, you've heard your All-Star Western Theater, a VM Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. My name is Cotton Sieg Clark, inviting you to be with us again next week for your All-Star Western Theater.